So Exodus 16, 5, I think. 1 to 5, sorry. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat round pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days." And now we're reading 13 to 16. That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent."
We're going to think a little bit more about those verses just for a few minutes while they do their craft. So I want us to think a little bit more about Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." He fills it out a bit later in John 6 and says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." And there are two things that sort of have struck me about these verses and the whole kind of manna feeding in the desert kind of thing. The first thing is Jesus feeds us by dying. He says, "This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." In other words, he'll die. He'll give his life. He'll give his body. That's, if you like, how he becomes bread. Is this okay? Are we happy? We're happy. You know, it struck me this week. Pretty much everything we eat has to die to become food. Animals, plants, fish. It kind of gives its life, it dies, and then we eat it and get life from it. Now, it's a little bit like that with Jesus. He dies to become bread, to give us life. But let me give a different sort of illustration of it rather than food. I don't know if you've come across The Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. It's set in the French Revolution. It's got two main male characters, Charles Darnay, a French aristocrat, and Sidney Carton, an Englishman who's a bit of a waster. They happen to look very alike, Carton and Darnay. They both love the same woman, Lucy Manette, but Darnay wins Lucy, and they're in love together. However, towards the end of the book, Darnay ends up back in France, which is not a very good idea if you're a French aristocrat during the French Revolution. And sure enough, he is caught and goes to prison and then is sentenced to the guillotine. The night before he's executed, Sidney Carton goes to the prison in his carriage with a helper. He gets to the gate, he says at the gate, shows his papers, Sidney Carton, Englishman. He goes in, goes to Darnay's cell. He speaks to Darnay and then gives him a drink which drugs him. They then exchange clothes and exchange papers, and then the helper carries the drugged Darnay out to the carriage. They go to the gate, and the helper says he's overcome with sadness for his friend, but here's his papers: Sydney Carton, Englishman. And he is let out and goes free, leaving the real Carton in the cell. And the next morning he's led out to the guillotine and executed. Sydney Carton gives Darnay life by dying. And that's Jesus. He gives us life with God by dying. Or in the language here, he becomes bread for us to feed us and give us life by dying. It's not explained here, but what's going on here is that as he dies, he takes all the things that if you like, kill us, all the things that we do wrong, the ways we turn away from God, the ways that mean we're cut off from God and don't know him. He takes all that and takes what it deserves. He dies for it. He takes it, the death for it, so that we can then have life with God, forgiveness, acceptance, and know him. And you know, the picture you get in Exodus, the kind of vibe, as my kids would say, the vibe of Exodus 16 is this bread is no sort of optional extra. It's not a sort of, would you like a canapé? It's bread. It's without the bread, they're done for. They must have the bread. It's essential to live. And that's the kind of vibe with Jesus. He says, I'm not an optional extra. Without me, you're done for. You need me. I am vital for you to have life with God, to be forgiven, to be accepted. There's much more to say about Jesus dying to give us life, but for now, I hope we just get the idea. He becomes bread for us. He gives us life by dying. The second thing that sort of struck me this week is that this should teach us to trust Jesus for life every day. Many of us here are Christians. We trust in Jesus. We have eaten the bread. We've put our trust in Jesus. But if we think of the Exodus, they collected the bread one day at a time. And that was the whole point. You weren't allowed to collect for more than one day, apart from the Sabbath day. The whole point was every day you had to go and collect and eat. You couldn't collect tomorrow's bread today. You had to do it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. And it's the same for believing in Jesus. If we've believed in Jesus, we shouldn't think, well, I've put my trust in Jesus, so that's it. I'm done and dusted. I'm sorted. Like in the Exodus, we need to trust each day. Or to put it the other way around, we can't do all our trusting today. We can only do it one day at a time. The manna gave them a very, very sort of tangible picture of dependence, didn't it? They literally depended on that bread to live. It was the complete opposite, if you like, of self-sufficiency, self-reliance, independence. Every day as they collected, they thought, thank goodness it's here again, otherwise I'd die. I depend on this. Now, our culture today, I guess, does encourage independence and self-sufficiency. Stand on your own two feet, that kind of thing. And there's sort of a place for that. But for the Christian, we must learn dependence. Every day we come to Jesus for life, forgiveness, acceptance. Every day we come to him and say, please help me, give me your spirit, strengthen me. Work in me, work through me, change me. And it's all one day at a time. It can only be one day at a time. You can't do tomorrow today. So I think Exodus is encouraging us, keep trusting in Jesus each day and every day. But the flip side of this is he provides every day. That's what happens in Exodus, isn't he? Every day they went out and there was bread. He's done it again. He's provided. It never runs out. It's always there. He's faithfully providing. And Jesus is the same. He faithfully feeds and gives life. Sometimes we might think, well, I've blown it now. You know, I've mucked up. I've done something wrong. I've done it again. I've done it for the nth time. We feel distance from God, distant from God. We sense from God he's just fed up. He's just fed up with me. He's had enough. But every day Jesus provides for us in Jesus. Mercy, forgiveness, strength, help, his spirit. He never runs out. He never gets a bit short on forgiveness. He never runs low on mercy. As another verse in the Bible says, his mercies are new every morning. So we can be encouraged every day, this coming week, every morning we can come to God and know that he will meet us with grace and forgiveness and his Spirit's power and his help and his provision each day, every day. So let's be encouraged. There's bread. There's the bread of life. On our part, let's keep trusting. Keep trusting in Jesus to give us that life every day. Why don't we pray together? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you that Jesus is the bread of life. We praise you he gave his life to become bread, to give us life. And we pray that wherever we are with you, whatever's happening in our lives at the moment, you would help us, encourage us to trust you, to keep trusting you each day and every day. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.